Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This week we have a great guest. Her name is Carmel Glenane, and she is an international best-selling author. And Big Country Publishing is proud to publish her new book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, A Blueprint for Living in the Now. So Carmel is with us today. She had come on the show earlier and talked about The Alchemies of Isis, another book that she has recently released. And today it's all about living in the heart. And Carmel is an amazing teacher and author. She is founder of the Atlantis Rising Mystery School and Healing Center located in Australia. She is a powerful, interactive, and dynamic motivational speaker, a channeled writer, esoteric teacher, and sought-after healer. Carmel Glenane is known for her transformative tours, sacred ceremonies, and powerful vortex gridding around the world. She also takes sacred tour destinations to Peru, Hawaii, North America, Turkey, India, Bali, Bolivia, Japan, Egypt, and the Great Central Heart of Australia, Uluru. For more information, you can check out Carmel at her website at carmelglenane.com. Carmel, welcome to the show. I could go on forever about you.
Christina, bless you, and I'm so grateful to be back with you here on radio, allowing you and I the experience of connecting and bringing the awakening of our heart's intelligences to your divinely gorgeous audience. It's really a gift to be able to allow a person's secret self to be awakened to them. And when I first began the journey in this book, I had this vision that the heart was the biggest endocrine in the body. In fact, it was the biggest hormonal pumping station, and that all our intelligence is linked to it. It became a very important quest, and as a metaphysical teacher, I didn't have the data that university data sources have, or even the physical time to go and find if the heart was a big hormonal gland. I knew from my many teaching tours to Egypt that the heart was the center of the ancient Egyptian mystery school life. It was the heart of the civilization. And I knew from my life that the heart was the vortex. It was the portal to allow humans a balanced and truthful life. The endocrine idea became quite obsessive. I kept really trying to imagine the heart as an endocrine gland, knowing that we've got chakras and we have the endocrines connected to the chakras, etc., which I'd taught and worked with for many, many, many years. But it wasn't until I attuned a research scientist to the Shinrikyo and Reiki masters, and I challenged her lovingly and said to her, "Do you believe the heart is the biggest endocrine gland in the body?" This was way back in about 2006 or 7. And she said, "Oh, no, no, no." She said, it is believed to have endocrine function, but I don't know about its endocrine self. But to her great credit, she did some private research and came back to me a month later very excitedly saying, "Look, I think you're onto something with the heart as an endocrine gland." In the meantime, I'd been writing about the heart, the intelligent heart. I'd began writing a dialogue, daily transmissions on the heart's intelligence. So I decided to send them over to her on a daily basis and just see what research could be gathered, as I didn't have time and access to the university databases. In the meantime, she decided to do a bit of interesting personal research on it, became hooked, and she supported the emergence of the first quarter of the book that you will all have in your hands as Awakening the Intelligent Immortal Heart, because then the alchemy of Christina comes into play after this book was first published, and my immortal woman that had been in print since 2006 suddenly became the most important book to marry and to merge with the awakening of the intelligent heart in that form. What you see in your hands now and what you will feel in your hearts is the story of your secret heart saying to you, I'm going to give you a book that's going to change your life. Why? Because I'm going to allow you to connect to your heart as a living intelligence. Your heart is the biggest living intelligence. And once we start talking to it and start listening to it, so many new wonderful beings are going to start making themselves available to you. The Immortal Woman was the catalyst and first book in print, and this book then became a really exciting, incredible book for people, and it's even at that point was published in Norwegian. It was just so exciting, and obviously it is to you, Christina, who found the beauty of truth in the immortal woman and said she will be perfect as a companion for awakening the intelligent heart. Now you have, my friends, two books in one. You have got scientific research for your mind. You have got the activations of your heart's intelligence. Then you have the story of why you should even bother doing it in the first place with the Immortal Woman, which is a blueprint for living in the now. All of us are being challenged right now to let the old paradigm go. However, the mind's consciousness is so strong, and it's come down through patriarchy. We need to balance it. We need to say, but there is a greater, more living intelligence than the mind's intelligence. And it is very exciting when the research started to come through on the power of the mitochondrial DNA, that 40% of our heart is MIT DNA. This is known to all people in the health industry in all countries, the MIT DNA, the source of all life, a circular DNA, started our life through our mothers. Our mothers have MIT DNA, and our mothers carry this MIT DNA not only to her daughters, but also her sons. But only the mother can bring this DNA into a human form, not the father. It was very funny. I was discussing this when the book first came out with an international teacher. He won't mind me saying his name on radio. It was Patrick Scott Ziegler, the founder of All Love and a very dear friend of mine. When I was at dinner with him one night, I was discussing how only mothers can bring this amazing DNA through to her children. He said, oh, no, no, no. So he quickly got out his research. He was screaming to find something on his Google for the involvement of sperm in this, but he couldn't really find it. That's just how extraordinarily unknown it was, even to powerful spiritual teachers who were founders of All Love. We must acknowledge the power of the mitochondrial DNA. We must acknowledge the fact that the heart has gland, this huge gland. It has chakras. It has eyes, ears, nose. It has all the senses. And in the activations, you are in fact activating this incredible computer of your heart inside your chest. I invite you to open up your journey to your secret heart.
Well, Carmel, this is definitely a gift of love that you have given us in this book, because let's face it, many people are becoming aware right now. For us to save humanity, we need to connect to the heart of the mother, because the divine feminine working with the divine masculine will help us break free from all of the destruction of the old third dimensional paradigm.
Indeed, Christina, and if we don't get onto it and get onto it fast, we're going to lose the race for our heart. We really are on a ticket. The ticket is simple. I have an incarnation. It can last till I'm 90. It could last until we don't know. The thing is that we must remember that we've chosen to take a body. We've chosen, all humans on this earth have chosen to learn at some level how to get to their hearts, or they would not have incarnated in a body. So you really do need to look at the heart as the center of why you are here. And that if you can honestly, truly say that your heart is your mother, and that you be the mother to your heart, that you allow the energy of your divinely feminine self nurture you, allow you to be self-nurtured. Because when you nurture yourself, you'll have enough in your ladder of life to want to help other humans. I see way too many women, primarily in my world, who nurture others at the expense of themselves. They give at the expense of receiving. All we are saying is to allow yourself balance. No one is wanting to go back to an imbalanced matriarchal culture. No one wants an imbalanced energy in any of our vibrations. We're simply asking to redress something that is innately within us all, and that is our ability to self-nurture through dialogue, through communication with our heart's intelligence. How dare we, as parents, listen to the principal or the teacher of our little girl or boy, and the teacher or principal would say, in front of you, Christina is little Christina, and she's going to be the greatest star, but she will need this for her journey, in her singing abilities, in her whatever it may be, whatever the gift the child has. Imagine you, the parent, saying, I'm too busy. I've got six other kids. I'm a cleaner. I haven't got enough time to buy her a guitar, let alone a violin, to make her a famous violinist. That little girl, you, us, all closes down at that moment. Now imagine the mother's dialogue going like this. I'm a cleaning mother. I've got six kids. However, if I've got a genius child, I'll do whatever I can to create the miracle of bringing this genius child into its potential while she's in a body, to the best of my ability. That's all you need to say to yourself. You don't have to do anything fancy. You've just got to acknowledge your heart and say every day, heart, I love you. And so be the little girl listening to her big mother, listening to the principal, and the mother says to the principal, yes, I still don't know how I'm going to do it, but thank you. She then turns to the little girl and says, I don't know how we're going to do it, honey, but But let's try with heart, I love you. And I'm going to tell your heart every day that I love it as you tell my heart, I love it. And we'll see what magic miracles happen to make your heart shine so you can be what you need to be in this lifetime. I would ask any person listening to this today to place their hands on their heart right now. Don't look on this as a metaphysical dialogue. Don't look on it as a mind-based dialogue from me. Look on it as something that you are giving to your heart now and simply say, heart, I love you. Say it as often as you need to. Say it when you're in chaos. Say it when you're in the traffic. Say it when things are going wrong. Wake up every morning with the lips open to your own heart, I love you. We tell our children, we tell our pets, we tell the cats in the cradles and every other thing, I love you, I love you. And people chant, I love you, as a mantra, I love you. But where does the I come from? Does it come from the ego? How about heart, I love you? When I first started workshopping heart, I love you activations, there were groups of people in circles who, one, could not say heart, I love you, and those who did often broke down in tears at the enormity of acknowledging their heart's intelligence. But I saw when I first began this work way back that to actually get a human to say, heart, I love you, was something quite challenging. And I encourage you, if you do nothing else with this book, with its secrets, it would be to simply say, heart, I love you. And then when you place your hand on the book cover, you place your hand on your own heart on this book. And then your heart says, would you please pick up a passage that reflects it, that reflects this journey we're on together? Now let's begin it. I'm going to invite your higher self and heart, Christina, and your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful audience to partake in this energetic exercise so that wherever and whenever you are listening to this, in whatever part of the world through Christina's beautiful radio program, please just remember at this very moment, my heart and Christina's hearts and your hearts are all one, and that when we say, heart, I love you, we then allow the gift of the mother to envelop you, the mother being the earth, the source of all life, the mother that gives life to her children, the mother gave life to the MIT DNA, which goes back way, way, way to MIT Eve, which is already dialogued in my book and researched. Mitochondrial Eve, called Mid-Eve, science calls her, and she has her history way back in African culture. That's for the book. Let's open now to the dialogue. Heart, I love you. Heart, I love you. Heart, I love you. Let the experience of allowing your heart to open you. And allow now, heart, I love you. Tell your heart that it has five primary senses. Say, heart, did you know that you can touch, taste, smell, sound, and see? And do you know that each one of those senses relates to the five elements? No. The physical world is made up of the elements of air, earth, fire, and water, and the quintessential fifth element of ether. Now imagine knowing that our elements and our heart's senses are one. Isn't it important that we manage the knowing that our heart at least has eyes, ears, nose, mouth, etc.? It has its five primary senses. If the heart has five primary senses, and we know that the heart's elements are connected to these senses, why would we not want to activate our intelligent heart secrets through our heart by acknowledging one of science's most badly kept secrets, which is the incredible power of mDNA. So now that you just said to your heart, okay, heart, I love you, do you know you have got all the senses that I've got on my face? Do you know also that those senses are connected to elements? And your heart says, yes, I've known that for eons. What are you just waking up, are you? Then the secret is yours now, because you then begin to discover the source of the self. So let's now attune to the energy of the mDNA. See it now being available to begin the journey to discover the source of the self. The source of the self, placing your hands on your heart now. Heart, I love you. Remember, don't drop into the mind. Don't drop into the mind, please. The source of the self is the sole purpose for humanity's evolution. Humans cannot evolve as a species unless there is an activation of mDNA, as there is no glandular stimulation to love. Primarily, the sole purpose for humanity's evolution is contained in this DNA. Right now, if humans choose not to evolve whilst in a human body, this gland will remain dormant and in a passive state. Now, wouldn't it be so sad to go through your whole life with that little girl or boy sitting next to you, knowing that you were not able to activate this extraordinary potential within yourself? Try it. If you do nothing from any of this journey we've done so far, just pretend you're saying, heart, I love you. And then you can say, heart's eyes, I love you. Heart's nose, I love you. Heart's ears, I love you. And on it goes, that you're acknowledging your heart's five primary senses. Then by doing that, you're activating the five sacred elements, air, earth, fire, water, and the quintessential ether. Then suddenly, little Miss Mitochondrial DNA starts jumping around in her cage, and she says, yay, I'm out of the slumber. They've actually got me pumping. They know I can work for them. Now, I cannot begin to describe to you how this changes lives, and I'm going to give you a brief story. I have been doing mitochondrial DNA activation work with a little boy who had 20% lung capacity. He had a very rare condition, born with it, called intercostal disease. The lungs just didn't have enough capacity to keep his body going. His father, to his great credit, brought the boy in for healings for mitochondrial DNA activation. With the miracle of miracles, this boy now has two new working lungs through lung transplant. He had approximately 1 hour before death claimed him. But the miracle happens. Miracles happen when his heart was awakened enough and the hearts of his family are awakened enough to be able to resolve their inner difficulties within the family. Everything lined up where a little girl had passed over, had died. Her lungs were available. A team flew up to my state from a big capital city, Melbourne, a team of surgeons to be able to help him get to Melbourne. So he's got two new working lungs. And we have got all the written evidence and all the video evidence of this little boy's daily practice with activating his heart's intelligence, which held enough light in his little heart to help open up his lungs. It's an incredible story. I believe humans can heal themselves from major diseases if we start working on the heart's intelligence. Why? The gland is given stimulation to love. When you love, you won't check out. You love Earth, you become an earthling, not a human. You won't want to check out. People check out today through drugs. People check out today through media. People check out today through alcohol, sex, food, the works. When you're checking out through those forms and you're looking at that fridge and that pizza's looking very yummy, heart, I love you. Does your heart want it? Ask its senses, not your mind senses. Activate heart, I love you, and watch your life change. The force will become with you. The force is with you when you do this. In Steve Spielberg's film, the amazing Star Wars series, I remember teaching in a high school, and they were very, very challenged working class kids. This was a year 10 class, it was middle school, middle secondary school here in Australia. And I had this brainwave at that time to put on the Star Wars series as part of their core creative writing. Well, they screamed with delight. They all became happy. They just adored it. And then they became Star Wars characters, and we could dialogue and workshop it. For the first time in this school, I noticed that the group of children that were becoming activated. Why? Because Steve Spielberg will say that the character, the midichlorians, are work actually mid-DNA. It's in my book. So in other words, the activation of our heart's DNA comes in through stories like Star Wars, where humans get a sense of a bigger purpose. It's truly an incredible series, and the research that we have in the book on this will further support my discussion with you about it. Just for now, let's keep it really simple, keep it really brief. Are you committed right now as a human, right now, to forward your sense of self? If you are, sign a pact with yourself. Sign a pact with yourself as an immortal woman or man, as a blueprint to live in the now. Right now, here and now, I am signing a pact with myself to say to myself, I'm healing my soul today. I'm healing my soul now by just allowing myself to experience this transmission from the source of all life, the consciousness of the divine feminine. I'm in a space now to divinely love my soul. And if you do only take 5 minutes in private communication with your soul, through your heart, acknowledging your soul, so you can really allow the soul to speak to you through the heart. Some people call it the higher self, call it what you like. Just nourish her in you now through self-love and self-nurturing. Not a lot to do for yourself every day. Let me tell you, it'll change your life. You will have more energy. You'll draw higher vibrational people to you. People who were once in your life are suddenly gone for no reason. They just aren't in your landscape anymore. You have incredible rejuvenation. Yes, you have the capacity for longevity, and not talking about leading a long life in terms of earth years. Longevity to me is being able to live with consciousness. Whatever our time on earth is, none of us really knows. But the most important thing is that we want to live and we want to leave the planet in full consciousness with our fully awakened intelligent hearts activated, so that we can partake in the mystery of then our new journey, saying, yes, Father Osiris, the great father of ancient Egypt, here is my heart, or God, or goddess, or whomever your being is up there, doesn't matter. Just say, this is what I did. This is what I tried to do with my heart. How did we go? And you will then have the picture of your whole life laying before you, and you will then know whether Heart, I Love You really worked. And I will guarantee you'll be a 5-star kid on that new journey to the stars with your Heart, I Love You package. Heart, I Love You, try it.
You know, Carmel, now the audience realizes why our publishing company was so honored to work with you on this book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart. You know, it's truly such a powerful teaching backed with scientific evidence that you placed in this book for people to be able to learn from you if they're not able to take a workshop from you. And there's so much energy and love in this book. It truly is life-changing. I know I'm one of your biggest fans because I know how you work in integrity and from such a heart space in everything you do. And so it's such a gift. I got to say this really quick before I forget. Think about, Carmel, all the people, especially women, are really good at this. And, you know, I'm not leaving the men out either because they do it too. Think of how many people have shut down their heart because of divorce or death of a loved one, or they've had loss from, you know, financial loss has been felt and been devastating for many people around the globe. And we shut down our heart. And that's actually the key for manifesting this, you know, what we want out of life and creating a beautiful life here. And also think of all the heart disease. It's like the number one silent killer of women.
The number one silent killer of humans is the fear of knowing that your heart, if given harmony, now the heart can do its work if it's given peace and harmony. The important thing to remember is the liver, when you are in a state of anxiety, produces quite caustic bile. This can actually create a huge biological problem for the heart because the hormones of the heart don't get a chance to do their job. This caustic bile, which can come through stress, panic attack, anxiety, then leading to disease, can go to the brain, often does. This is medical. And it can create in the brain a very serious imbalance. The heart, when goes into shock, needs to be given harmony and peace to work the problem out. So if you have a shock, you have found that you've been betrayed, you've found that you've heard something about someone you love that's hurt you, you must be very, very, very kind to your heart at that moment, because it will help you find the answer. But the trick is to have harmony and balance at that moment. Now, often we find when we have a panic attack, when we go into mass fear, we produce way too much hormone, cortisol, adrenaline, terrible hormones that not put into their right components create chaos. It is actually the fear that closes down the heart's hormonal function. When the fear closes down the heart's hormonal function through the adrenals producing the cortisone and all the other hormones that frighten the heart. Now, as a parent to your heart, you must pacify it. Just as a child may be nearly mauled by something, a big lion or bear or dog, you would, as a parent, don't go into panic. The child is traumatized. Keep the child calm. Whatever the outcome is, keep the child calm. Now, you have to be like that. And most people lose their mastery at this level. Many people will go into the identification with the pain, with the trauma, then find friends have had the same trauma, then they'll find neighbors have had the same trauma, then it goes on and it creates a very dark force called by some people an entity or a dark presence, which then gathers around your energy field, your aura, and your light body. This can further shut down the heart. So when you spill out with chaos, and chaos is part of being human, chaos goes to bed with the heart. It needs management. We need to know that we have a recipe for chaos every day by entraining the heart to know that if we just keep it simple, we just make sure that we protect it. And by going into conscious acknowledgement that your heart remembers all these chaoses, you then begin to breathe. You then begin to breathe love into your heart. Now, how many of us, when we've slammed on the brakes of our car of life, even our physical brakes, and we've got a child or a dog or a bear under it, can we breathe love into our heart then at that moment and allow yourself peace and light? Probably not many of us. It's a big ask. Now, if you can just stop and breathe love into your heart and get it to help you solve the problem of the chaos, you then don't let the chaos through your mind, through then also your emotional heart, because it's a little girl too, and it can play out its emotion against your big sister, your mother self, the intelligent heart. My feeling, if we can get humans to get to this point so that the chaos doesn't get in or know when it gets in, that we've got our heart opening. It'll open like a petal, petal by petal. When it's fully opened, it's got to receive. So keep saying to it, heart, I love you, we'll sort it out. I know you'll sort out this problem, but if I keep saying, heart, I love you, you'll help me remember what we've got to do. That is the way of dealing with every single crisis you're ever likely to get.
Well, that is the key, is opening our heart. And think of how many times we say, I have a broken heart, or, you know, oh, you scared me so much, I thought I was about to have a heart attack. Think of all the negative things we say with, say, you know, in reference to our heart, but we never say the positive, heart, I love you, you know, and that can be so healing.
Not only healing, life-changing and life-saving. So many nurses and doctors will say when people present to public hospitals with heart attacks, which what appears to be heart attacks, very often that heart attack is actually a huge stress on the heart. Yes, it's having an attack, but often people are sent home because the stress is alleviated the moment they know they're not having the heart attack. We must be very aware that if we do, unfortunately, a person had a heart attack, it's important to remember that that stress has built up over a long time and there's a lot of old residue hormone left in the heart, and this is how the heart became attacked. The only thing that's attacking your heart is your own fear of its power. And that's the big shock in being human when you work with heart consciousness. I have had a heart attack. Excuse me, I have attacked my own heart. I've put a ruddy great knife into it through misuse of not knowing its intelligence or not even being aware of its intelligence. And the moment you begin to start creating from your heart, you'll begin to realize that your heart has that biggest energy field in your body. Can you believe this? And that the center of its center is this point of singularity. Now, this little point of singularity that's infinitely small and it's infinitely dense. It's a doorway within your body to the universal vacuum, a doorway to the infinite. Now, just imagine letting your heart unfurl into its fully functioning, awakened, intelligent self. It then comes into a resonance, a harmonic resonance with the unified field. Imagine you now becoming one with the field, So the field of oneness, we can call it the source, the ethers, the vacuum, the zero point field or space, whatever you want to call it. Now imagine your heart's got this energy field. It has within this energy field this point of singularity. It's called the black heart. So within this little doorway within your heart, you've got this universal vacuum, and then it's roaring. It's awakened. So then it can call upon the resonance of this unified field to provide you with the energy that you need to repair your body, to repair your relationships, to repair your pain. And this will give you energy to fight your own demon, your own fear of loss of this remembering. And as Christina, I believe, as we are coming into the conscious understanding of the workings of this field of oneness through science, we as humans, we're really standing at this timeless moment of humanity's collective consciousness. Now, the people who left us these hints knew it. The ancients let us know these intelligences. The Egyptians let us know through their sacred, amazing temples that are still thronging with power and energy, looking at the reliefs on tomb and temple walls, and many other cultures, including the Mayans. All the serpentine cultures had a deep pyramided knowledge of the wisdom of our heart. The ancients gave us this wisdom, and these sages, the mystics, have told us about this. And you know, when we look at the amazing Anissim Harriman, his discoveries about these unifying theories through science, we're seeing for the first time that we simply, Christina, have to take responsibility for what we know now, and that this wisdom was always there. And we have mathematics and we have science now telling us, along with our metaphysical teachers, that we really do have to take self-responsibility. So this is where my book, my first book, the first published book, The Immortal Woman, Awakening Your Immortal Intelligent Heart. And I see the book, The Immortal Woman, Awakening Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, as such a powerful reminder through its language, through the way the language is constructed in the book. I remember when I first started writing this book, I was summoned to write it. I couldn't hold the frequency of the writing. I just drop out after about 2 minutes of writing. It became a real problem. I just leave my body. So I got one of those little foot massages that you buy in department stores and various places like Walmart, and I started putting my feet on these little foot pads that vibrated. Every day for a half an hour, with the little foot pads vibrating, I could write. Why? Because my feet were staying earthed while I wrote the words from the immortals. I could only write for about a half an hour. Then I put the foot machine away. I just put the book away. I didn't know what was going to be happening. I didn't get the language. My male, masculine mind, my intellectual mind did not know what this stuff was about. All I knew was that I kept doing it. And I kept reading out the dialogues to clients and different people, and bits of words would slip in. When you have the opportunity to know that you are earthed enough, and this is where people find writing from heart's intelligence challenging, and I invite your audience now to actually say, am I earthed enough? Am I plugged in enough to the earth to actually take these transmissions? Because if you're not, you're going to flip out with them. You're going to read them and you're going to say, I just didn't really get what she was writing all about. I don't really know what their heart stuff's about, and she's on a space train that I have no idea about. You will say that. Make a pact with yourself that you ask to be earthed. At least put your feet on the ground or somewhere where you can at least feel the earth, feel the magnetic currents of the earth. Because I have a secret for you today, and it's a secret that's going to come through me now, that if you are earthed, you get heart's intelligence. If you are not earthed, you can't get heart's intelligence. Why? Because by being earthed, it holds the current like an electrical socket. It holds the current into the earth so that you don't explode with the energy. These energies are going to be changing your DNA. They're taking you into mid-DNA. Now, if you're going to be putting on the Christmas tree lights all at once with supersonic incredible lights, and you only plug them into a circuit board that has enough for one set of lights, you're going to blow your Christmas tree up. When people are not earthed and they don't have the current matching the current of the earth, much of this writing, and I don't want to sell books unless these books are actually understood. Because it's one thing to be a great author, but you can have a book sitting on a shelf laying dormant. They buy it once at a show and sign off and blah, blah. That's not important to me. I would rather sell quality books with earth people who've changed their life from them than a lot of books that are going to sit on shelves because you didn't get this thing. Get earthed, plug in, get down, because I had to. I was not earthed enough to write The Immortal Woman in the beginning. Let me tell you, when that book was finished, that poor little vibrating foot machine I had went out with all the rubbish that day because it had done its job. It had finished its work. The thing is about our feet, they carry a magnetic energy to the earth. The thing is with our base chakra, our energy center between our legs, if we can visualize our grounding cords going down, down, not to the surface of the earth, but into the deep core of Mother Earth, really locking into the deep core of Mother Earth, wrapping itself round. Truly, I want you to do this so badly, because you'll be in service to Mother Earth. When you're in service to Mother Earth, you'll get the divine feminine. When you get the divine feminine, you'll get this book and all my other books. Otherwise, their powerful and potent message will be lost to you. And I invite you to become immortals living in human bodies. The ancients gave us the stories. Let us listen to the ancients.
Well, this is a very powerful book, Carmel, and if anyone is listening out there and inspired to buy it, I feel that that is their sign they're ready for this information, because they're automatically attracted to this show and inspired for these teachings. But it couldn't hurt to, you know, run your energy and make sure you have a grounding cord and you're grounded in Mother Earth and, you know, have a nice meal. Sometimes that helps ground you, or essential oils or any crystals, anything from the earth, you know, crystal bowls. And they were playing crystal bowls in the background. I don't know if you guys picked up on that in the show. Yeah. Carmel has this beautiful healing center with, I don't know, hundreds of alchemy crystal bowls. But, you know, Carmel, this reminds me of something, because the book is being released around Valentine's Day, and there's so many people out there who are alone because they have not found the partner that they want. They have not found love. And, and the key is so much to love yourself. And this book is such a catalyst for that. And I think there's so many people that could be helped by this information.
Absolutely, because when you love from your emotional heart, you're replaying a very old script that your mind's giving you about love. When you begin the journey of self-love, you will then become aware of your divine mating partner. You then become truly one together. Any relationship that's not heart-centered at some point is going to find suffering because you've come from an emotional space. I think it's beautiful for couples, and so many men have bought The Immortal Woman for themselves as women, and they read it together because they're trading up to the heart to love. And when you love yourself, your heart, you will attract a mate who is on that journey, because you don't want to be suffering any longer. Suffer no more. Why should we suffer to get love? It's such a beautiful and exquisite thing. So many people are so afraid to receive love in so many ways. Compliments. Give yourself a little self-love checklist. This little self-love checklist. Who complimented me today? How did I receive love today? Who validated me today? Once that process starts, that validatory process starts, then you will attract someone who's really on your page of love life. Valentine's Day is a universal day of, well, let's be honest, it's a commercial day for a lot of people, and it validates often emotional love. Oh, my boyfriend, it became as a young love moment that we were honoring romantic love. I'd like to see us honoring mature romantic love, where the lovers on the 14th of February don't just become passionate lovers, but why not have Valentine's for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your everyone. Everyone you love from the heart can be your Valentine that day. And then we shift the focus to a day of collective heart love for our planet, that we have a Valentine's Heart Day, and that all the heart-filled lovers from all around the world who are loving each other's hearts are bouncing love letters to each other all around the world. That Valentine's Day is not an exclusive day for couples in love. It's a day that embraces all love. And I would like to say, let's have all love Valentine's Day, and let the self come into play. And when we begin to feel the compassionate love that's so important on Valentine's through the immortals, and that we're in this presence of love, there's this beautiful sense of transcendence and immortality in that person, and the loving embrace that the couples have is an energy of great love, of just love itself. So it marries to a greater love called universal love. And that desire is in all of us. There is not a human on the planet who does not want that love. There's not a being on this earth that doesn't want it. You've come into earth to get it. And you have the ability to take that control. You have the ability to make the change now, so that by time Valentine's Day rolls around, give yourself a love gift. You take control. You get yourself the copies of Awakening Your Immortal Intelligent Heart. You read some sections sequentially, just open up to any page, and then send a loving Valentine's message to a heart being who needs to feel that love. And when you begin to feel that wisdom in every sentence, you'll feel the heart of all hearts speak to you. And then do a meditation on that day and allow a divinely powerful mating partner to come to you. And the mother does work in mysterious ways, and you might be very, very surprised at how that person or thing manifests, okay? So I am challenging and inviting your beautiful audience, Christina, to take control of Valentine's if they're not in a romantic loving situation, or they're not in a married, or whatever they feel they're missing on that day, to take that control, make that change right now, read a passage or two, send a huge fat love letter to the universe and say, heart, I love you. I am now ready to receive love, and I want evidence that the next 24 hours someone has listened. You'll be very surprised at what you get.
I love that, Carmel. And let's get the feedback. You guys email me and let me know the stories, because we get these stories that come in, Carmel, that are amazing from the listeners. So we are out of time, unfortunately. We didn't even take a commercial break. You had so much important information to share with the audience that, you know,
close me down, get a commercial break in.
But Carmel, thank you so much for being on the show today. And just as a quick reminder to the audience, if you would like to connect with Carmel, her website is carmelglenane.com. Her new book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, A Blueprint for Living in the Now, is available worldwide, Amazon.com, every bookstore. Online bookstore in the world is over 30,000 bookstores will be carrying this book. Or you can contact Carmel also through us as her publisher, BigCountryPublishing.com. Carmel, thank you so much for being on the show.
Let the journey continue. Heart, I love you, Christina. Heart, I love your magnificent family, your beautiful, beautiful country. And heart, I love you all so much who've listened today. Heart, I love you.
Well, thank you, Carmel. Heart, I love you too. And heart, I love you to the audience.
Bless you all. Heart, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.